Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 5, 1887 to 1888. White, Mary. White, Emma. Springfield, Illinois. August 25, 1887. Previously unpublished. Dear children, Mary and Emma. We were well located on the campground at Ohio. Everything was done for our comfort that could be done. We had good food. Many tents were on the ground, and very much excellent labor was given to this meeting. We failed to see all accomplished we could desire, but we hope and pray the work done there will effect great good, and the results will be seen not only in this life, but in eternity. I spoke to the people in early morning meeting, then at the meeting for ministers, coal porters, and canvassers. And the Lord did come very near and let His Holy Spirit rest upon us. We bid them farewell and took a hack for the depot. The train left at 10:40. We had to wait nearly 1 hour, for there was a delay. We arrived at Toledo about 3 o'clock. Here we purchased tickets for Springfield. Elder Olson and I got half fare, saving $10. Sarah and Alfred could get no reduction. At 5:40, we stepped on board a sleeper, which took us directly to Springfield. We had only one lady and gentleman beside ourselves in the sleeper. At 6, we were at Springfield. We took a hack and went to the grounds. We think it is a beautiful campground. It is not a level, flat ground, but it is uneven ground with hills and valleys and beautiful trees. And it has many facilities that are an advantage. They furnish electric lights for $50 in donation. They ask nothing for the grounds, and they take the men who officiate in the meeting in the cars to the city, free. I just wish Mary and Emma could just be set down here. You would enjoy everything here so much. If it were not for the traveling part of it, we would send for you to come, but the car ride would be too wearisome. Everything is in the very nicest order, neat, tasteful, and comfortable in every respect, really attractive. There are more than 100 tents upon the ground, and as soon as breakfast was over, I spoke to a large congregation about 3/4 of an hour. I had good freedom in speaking. We have listened to Dr. Kellogg, who has occupied all the time today and will still speak this evening. Then we'll return to Battle Creek. We will be in Battle Creek as soon, I think, as Tuesday or Wednesday. Expect to see you Tuesday.